Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While it might be a couple of years before they go into effect on the federal level, Massachusetts has already a decade of experience with one of the greenhouse gas strategy options that will be included in the executive order from the Obama administration today. It's called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, also known as REGGI, made up of 9 states, including Massachusetts. David Cash, Commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Protection, and the state's REGGI director, joins us this morning. Commissioner Cash, good morning and welcome to Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Let me ask you, how has the system worked here, this cap and trade system, as we've had a regional greenhouse gas initiative in effect for over a decade now?
That's exactly right. Actually hasn't been quite over a decade, almost that, about 7 or 8 years. And in that time, we've seen in the region decreases of about 40% in our greenhouse gas generators, so all of our large power plants within the region. And the program is a market-based program that really drives down the cost of reducing emissions, but perhaps more importantly, it pumps revenues into states so that they can take further actions in energy efficiency and renewable energy.
How does it do that, pump money into states?
So what it requires is generators need to purchase allowances, and the funds from the purchasing of those allowances are then funneled into our utility energy efficiency programs and into our renewable energy programs. So what it's done is 2 major things in terms of being an economic benefit, and I'm sure we will hear a lot this week about how the national program might cause economic problems, and we see it the exact opposite here. What Governor Patrick has put together is an integrated set of programs that funnels funds from both REGGI and from other sources like ratepayers into these energy efficiency and renewable energy programs. So we get 2 big economic benefits. One is that businesses, residential customers, municipalities can save money through energy efficiency and renewable energy programs. The other is that this grows the clean energy economy in Massachusetts. So we see startups, we see Fortune 500 companies that are just booming in terms of job growth and business growth.
What about the criticism that the national program might drive up energy prices? What's the experience along those lines been in Massachusetts?
You know, that's a great question, Bob. When we were planning REGGI and doing all the modeling at the beginning of REGGI, the analysis showed that that might bump up electricity rates by 1% to 2%. What we've seen in the region on average is a decrease of 8%, a decrease in 8%. That's because people are reducing their energy use. That lowers the price. There's been incentives so that we've been switching from coal to natural gas, which has been cheaper. So certainly a lot of the price decreases because more natural gas coming online. But also it's because of the energy efficiency programs that we've been running.
But, of course, there is greater competition for natural gas, and we did see a big spike in natural gas prices last winter.
That's exactly right. Part of the programs our energy efficiency programs do is mitigate that volatility over time. So think about it this way. If everybody is decreasing their energy use, then the demand for energy goes down. Therefore, both you'll see a depression in the price of electricity itself, and you'll see a decrease in the volatility of that price over time.
Coal-fired power plants, the Brayton Point plant in Somerset, Massachusetts, is slated to be closed in 2017. There may be more coal plant closures across the country, driven by what the president is going to propose today. There are critics who say that we lose Brayton Point, we lose a significant energy generator and generating capacity in Massachusetts, power that we need.
Well, what we've seen in the last couple of years with our renewable portfolio program is that wind resources have come online. In fact, the ISO New England, the operator of the grid in this region, their analysis has shown that our energy efficiency use out through beyond 2020 will mean that we don't need to build on the order of about 6,000 megawatts of new generating capacity because energy efficiency has essentially wiped out new load growth, new requirements for energy.
David Cash, Commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Protection, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Bob.